Co-founder and CEO of the Youth Mental Health Project, Randy Silverman, brought her film to Park City a couple of years ago called No Letting Go. It tells the story of how her own family struggled when her young son was diagnosed with anxiety, depression, and bipolar disorder. Her film has received over 20 film festival awards, and its success inspired her to take her message out to a wider audience. She wants to teach people how to identify mental health issues in their children.
So if we could understand at very early ages how to care for and understand children's behaviors and emotions and thoughts, the way we understand that if they have a fever, we should take them to the doctor, and we could treat mental health concerns the same way we treat physical health concerns, then we could maybe get at this issue of mental illness earlier. And early intervention and prevention is possible, but it's not possible if we don't even understand what mental health is.
Silverman says there are three major areas to consider in determining if a child is functioning in a healthy way.
There's the school academic work sphere, there's the social sphere, and then there is the family at home daily living sphere of life. And if in any one of those areas you're really not able to function, so for a child who cannot go to school, for instance, you're not functioning if you can't get there, right? Or a child that comes home and falls apart and cannot interact well with a family.
Silverman's own son fell into deep depression and was not able to leave the house. She knew it was not typical functioning for a 9-year-old.
I didn't know a child like mine, who was loved and lived in a nice neighborhood, a child like that could struggle with anxiety or depression for no apparent reason. I didn't know that. And so in retrospect, I can say there were signs and symptoms when he was incredibly young. What happened was, in about third grade, he got to the point where he just hated school so much that getting him there every day was torture, to the point where no matter what I did, I couldn't get him there. It's a term that I now know is called school refusal. A 9-year-old shouldn't feel so bad inside that he can't leave the house and go to school.
Silverman says parents can find support in the schools, the county health department, or other organizations like Connect Summit County. She says parents wouldn't hesitate to treat a cold, the flu, or something more serious. But when it comes to mental illness, there's so much stigma.
Well, I think it's understanding it in that context and changing the narrative of how we talk about mental health and mental illness. We're starting to see a turn when it comes to adults. You know, famous people are coming out to say they've struggled with depression or bipolar disorder or anxiety, and we're starting to see a shift. What we're not seeing is a shift in how we talk about children. And again, it gets back to, as parents, we feel like failures, and that's just not true, but it's this perception we have in our culture.
Silverman says there's a cultural disposition to always be positive and tell people everything's great, even when it's not. She encourages everyone to not be ashamed of feeling depressed or anxious.
The more I told people, the more my world opened up. And the more people started coming out of the woodwork saying, me too, my son too, my cousin, my brother. And my world changed for the better. And then when I found other parents like me, and there are millions of them, that's when I was able to gather the resources and gather the information and teach myself what I needed to know. Parents need to be empowered and supported and educated in order to know what to do. And that's really the mission of the Youth Mental Health Project.
Silverman's program can be found online at ymhproject.org. Her film, No Letting Go, Hope and Empowerment for Families with Children Struggling with Mental Health Issues, can be found on Amazon. Or for more information, contact Connect Summit County. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.